And if books and newspapers and the radio are efficiently controlled, the people will read and accept exactly what the few in control want them to.
Let me preference what I am about to say with this information.
WhisperWatch.com.
I am not pregnant. I've never been to an abortion clinic. I've never been to Planned Parenthood. But the type of ridiculousness I am seeing with some of these folk who are talking trash about the women who actually do go and who are in that situation, I just cannot stand back and say nothing. You know what I mean? This doesn't affect me personally, but just what if I were in that similar situation? What if I had to make that decision? Would I want you all up in my face? You know what I mean? There has to be some type of solidarity amongst women. Put yourself in that situation, hypothetically. How would you feel? You know what I mean? And with that said,
look here, anti-choice people. You will not use me to make yourself look good in front of God. Because I think that's what this is all about. You sit here and you want to moralize and you want to tell people what to do with their own bodies, when really you don't give a shit about those people. The person is not an opportunity for you to make yourself look good in front of God so that you can get into heaven. You want to be the one to talk that woman into having that baby, but you don't want to do a damn thing to actually help her take care of it, feed it, clothe it, educate it. You ain't gonna get your ass up at 3 o'clock in the morning and come over to her house and take care of it when it's sick. You ain't helping with the homework. You ain't driving nobody to school. You ain't helping the mama buy a car or have an apartment or have enough money to actually feed herself and that kid. You ain't doing none of that. But you wanna stand outside of a goddamn clinic and tell women what to do and what not to do? Sit your ass down. This ain't about you. Sit your ass down. It is not your decision. You will not be there once the child actually comes into the world. The bodies of millions of women should not be the subject of your discussion. It ain't up to you. It will never be up to you, and it should never be up to you. And this is the point I have to make, because I think women are willingly giving over some type or some form of control to other people. Like this should be a debate about whether or not a woman will decide for herself what she wants to do with her own body in relation to that, in relation to controlling whether or not she gives birth. That is not your business. Stay the hell out of people's business, especially if you will provide no type of assistance for when the child actually gets here. When the child actually gets here and has health problems or a chronic disease or chronic illness that they're going to be fighting for the rest of their lives, you will not be there to babysit for free. You ain't running to the pharmacy and picking up medicine. You ain't there for emotional support for the mother or the child. You ain't making homemade soup. You ain't holding nobody's hand when they're crying. You ain't changing diapers. You ain't standing there making sure that the kid is still breathing and the heart is still beating while they're having a seizure. You ain't helping them walk. You're not bathing them. You're not cleaning them. You're not taking care of them. You ain't doing a goddamn thing but trying to enforce your morality onto these people. Leave these folks the hell alone. It is not your business. You want to make it your business because you want to look good in front of the Lord, so you can get into heaven. Praise Jesus. Well, let me tell you something. You need to find another way. You need to find another way, because that, to me, is completely 100% unacceptable. I guess what? You want God to pat you on the head when you get to heaven and say, good job forcing those people to have those babies that they can't take care of. And good job with not helping them take care of them once they actually got into the world. Good job. You want God to pat you on the head and say, good job. Sit your ass down. And yes, I am cursing way, way more than I would normally be cursing, because this is such an infuriating issue to me. If you old gray-ass sons of bitches want to tell young women whether or not to bring a baby into this world, and you will not, N-O-T-T-T, under any circumstance, help them take care of it day to day whatever they need, help them pay for it, help them raise it, help them send it to college. If you are not going to do any of that, then shut the fuck up. I'ma need you to shut all the way up. I'm dead ass serious. I am dead ass serious. You see all of these new reports about these people, these Republicans, and these anti-choice fools going after Planned Parenthood and all of this other stuff. Anti-everything. They anti-choice. They want to control who you screwing, how you screwing, and the results of that screwing. But they want to come in your face and tell you that government is too big. That government is your problem. No, honey. If you are in some woman's face who is facing this life-altering decision, if you are in her face trying to make the decision for her, then you are her problem. Not the government, honey. You. Y-O-U. You are her problem. You don't know that woman. You don't know what's in her mind. You don't know if she's been praying for this pregnancy and God forbid something happened and she's trying to save her own life, or she's trying to save the life of something, somebody that already exists, namely the rest of her family. Because a whole hell of a lot of women who have made the tough decision to have an abortion already have kids. They already have kids. So they're not anti-family. They're not anti-children. What you are is anti-choice and anti-privacy. Stay the fuck out of those women's business. It is not your business. Especially if you ain't gonna lift a goddamn finger to help take care of the kid once it gets here.
Bear this in mind. Young people cannot be trusted to form their own opinions. This business about open-mindedness is nonsense. It's a waste of time trying to teach students to think for themselves. It's our job to tell them.
And any old gray-ass men who are joining this discussion and feeling like they should actually have a say, and whether or not I have access to something that is legal, a medical procedure that is legal, I'm gonna need you to go to the GWB and go play in traffic in the middle of rush hour. Really, that's the way I feel about you. Sit your old gray farted out ass down. You will not dictate to me what I should do with my body. I don't care. This is not up for discussion. I don't care about your opinion. Your opinion means nothing to me, and it shouldn't mean anything to the millions of women in this country. And I just hate to be so agitated about this. And for any family members who may hear this, you probably will or you won't, I don't know. But you know, if I am this ticked off to be cursing this much, this is a serious, serious issue. So please forgive the language. That's all I can say, but I need to say it the way I want to say it. You don't get a say, because truth be told, some of the people who are well off, the white women, the black women, the Hispanic women who are well off and who have private doctors will be able to get whatever they need taken care of. And we will never know about it. It's the poor women and the middle class women who have to suffer your stupidity. We have to suffer your stupidity and your insistence on controlling our personal behavior. And really, that's what it's all about. You want to control women's personal behavior. Because, hey, if they were sleeping around to the extent where they feel like they got to get an abortion, then they must be a hoe. They must be a slut. So they will have to deal with the consequences of whatever the decision they made. That's how you feel about it. That is ridiculous in regards to this situation. Sit down. Sit down. As I always say, I would tell you to have several seats, but you don't deserve a seat. You can sit your ass on the floor, in the dirt, in the grass, on the concrete, wherever you want to sit. But you better get away from here with that. You better get away from here with that, trying to control women's personal behavior. You want to control what they decide to do. You only want a certain type of existence for women. That is your way of controlling. That is your way of being in charge. That is your way of imposing an American form of Sharia law. You want to control who a woman screws, how often she screws, the way she screws, and everything else. And if she doesn't adhere to your morality, If she doesn't adhere to what you want her to do, then you want her to deal with the consequences of her actions. Just say that. And let's be honest and go from there and go off and have a discussion about that. But don't give me this whole crap about you're just doing this for the good of the child. You don't give a shit about that child once they get into their world. You don't. You D-O-N-T, you don't. So no, old people, no. Old women who are no longer of childbearing age. No, you will not get to tell the rest of us how we are going to live our lives in regards to children and to family. You're not. This is not for you. This is not up for discussion. And I wish more women would just say that. No, shut up. It is not up for discussion, honey. I'm not going to discuss with you how I'm going to live my life and plan my family. You can go sit your ass down over there. Go on now. Worry about your own life. Worry about your own family. Worry about your own children. And I can guarantee you that some of these people who are so freaking adamant about controlling your personal life, a percentage of them, their lives are a fucking wreck. A wreck. But they want to come and be all up in your business and tell you how to be and tell you how to act and tell you what you gonna do. I cannot. I will not.
This is a nation of laws. But the United States Supreme Court does not agree.
If you were not ready and did not know what to do, it could hurt you in different ways.
But now consider another fact.
And now you got all types of people in their misguided rage, their desperate attempts to look good in front of God and get into heaven. You got all these type of people trying to go off and go in on Planned Parenthood. Now let me tell you, I ain't never been to a Planned Parenthood clinic in my life. And if I got pregnant right now, I will have that baby because that is my choice. But let me tell you something. I will not Bigfoot my way into the life of some other woman. I don't know that chick. I don't know what she's dealing with. I don't know who is in her life. I don't know what the situation is. So it would be stupid for me to try to dictate to her what she is going to do. And that goes ditto for you. Sit down. Planned Parenthood, to my understanding, is not just a clinic for abortions. A lot of women have regular healthcare checkups in those places because that's what they can afford. They don't have private doctors. They don't have family members who have private doctors that they can sneak in and see to take care of whatever they have to take care of. And they're often not the most well-off people, okay? Financially, they're not the most well-off people. And so they go to wherever they need to go to that they can afford to get mammograms and pap smears and get wellness exams and all of this other stuff. But y'all trying to close that down because they also provide a legal medical service? Get out of here with that. And then you got this old lunkhead Sarah Palin. Child. This girl is up here trying to tell all of black women, every black woman in the United States, every black person in the United States, that Planned Parenthood and the abortion doctors are killing more black people than anybody else in the world. Are you nuts? Bitch, go read a book. Like a real book. One without pictures. She's tweeting a photograph of a Confederate flag next to the logo of Planned Parenthood and saying, which one killed 90,000 black people? Or which one killed 90,000 black babies? First of all, I'm skeptical of her numbers. I'm not just gonna believe them just because she said them, number one. Number two, do you know how many millions? Millions! of black people have died under the boot heels of racist conservatives, of racist southern conservatives throughout history. Are you kidding me? This is why when you get into an argument with somebody who does ridiculous things like this, it may be best to let that crazy just spin itself out until it fall out from being dizzy out of all of the ridiculous arguments you're making. Let them hurt themselves making ridiculous comparisons. And then you calmly remind them that there are still intelligent people who exist in this world who won't buy that crap. Bitch, go read a book and learn about punctuation. I mean, she really said people are paying more attention to the Confederate flag debate than they are to what Planned Parenthood is allegedly doing. I'm sorry, how many doctors who work in clinics that provide abortion have gotten killed? How many? You want to guess? It's been more than one. You can do that research on your own. But how many black people have killed white people waving the Confederate flag? I really can't name one. That's why these types of comparisons don't mean anything to people like that. She's purposely being provocative so she can get on the shows and people can kiss her ass and say, good job, Sarah. Good job. You're a good girl. And it ain't just her. It isn't just her. But speaking, I mean, she is a perfect example of the point I was making earlier. You are so concerned about everybody else's life and trying to Bigfoot your way into their personal decisions when your own family has all types of problems that you need to go take care of. Go handle that. Like, I don't want to drag anybody's children into anything, but you need to go handle that. You don't need to be worrying about black babies, okay? You don't need to be worrying about black babies in my neighborhood and other black people's neighborhoods and black people's neighborhoods all around the world. You need to be worrying about yours. Ciao. Stay out of people's business and they will stay out of yours. You don't have time to worry about black babies and abortion and black areas. You don't have time for that. You have other priorities. And I'm being dead ass serious. You have other priorities. And I'm sure it ain't just you. Yeah, the Confederacy is just like Planned Parenthood for black people. What's next? Planned Parenthood, just like Hitler. Planned Parenthood, just like a socialist communist takeover of America. Planned Parenthood, just like Jeffrey Dahmer. I mean, some of y'all need to sit y'all Looney Tunes ass down. Ain't no other way I know how to say it. That's the way I'm gonna say it. And that's how I feel. Because I'm a big believer in making sure I stay out of other grown folks' business if they ain't breaking the law. Because I don't know nothing about that situation. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they already have 5 kids, 2 with chronic illness, 1 with diabetes, and they can't afford to bring another one into this world. I don't know their personal situation. It ain't my business. So I'm gonna let that woman make the choice for herself. Even though if I got pregnant, I would have my kid. I cannot enforce my own personal decisions on somebody else. Especially when I'm not going to be there to babysit for free. I'm not going to be there at 3 o'clock in the morning and the baby is screaming and the mom has postpartum and the dad is nowhere to be found and she has to deal with people on her ass about getting welfare and trying to cut her food stamps to take care of her kids. That's her life. Let her figure it out. It ain't your business. It just ain't, and it never will be.
And that's the main thing, isn't it?
For what? What is your purpose? What's your purpose? Because the Bible said? Because God said? You using these women to make yourself look good in front of God so you can get approval, so you can get into heaven. So you think that when you get up there to heaven, God is going to pat you on the head and say, good job. Isn't that selfishness? Isn't that ego? Isn't that you trying to show off? Trying to curry favor? Trying to have a transactional relationship with God? If you do this, if you Bigfoot your way into somebody else's life and make what you consider to be a moral decision for them, then God is going to somehow reward you at some other time in the future.
That's what it seems like to me. And that is unacceptable to me. Like, you can be pro-life because that's my choice. I'm making the choice based on my circumstances to do X, Y, and Z. What the rest of y'all asses are trying to do is make a choice for somebody else. And again, like I said, if you are offering no services, no programs, no after school care, no extended medical care, no free daycare, no ability for them to have dignity and to be able to afford to take care of all of these children or that child in every way, shape, or form, to plan to send them to college. If you are doing nothing to contribute to that, leave folks the hell alone. It is not your business. Just continue to be moral. Continue to control your own behavior. Show God what you can do with your own actions. Your own actions in your family, in your body. Make the decisions for yourself about what to do, and then make the decisions about your position in society. You can feel however you want to feel. You can be anti-abortion. You can even be anti-choice. But what you will not do is use the law to control other people in that capacity. Stop it. This is not up for discussion. I ain't gonna discuss my hoo-ha with you. We're not going to institute an American form of Sharia law up in here. It will not happen, and that is not up for discussion. Stop trying to control women by controlling their ability to reproduce. You are trying to do everything to control that. And I'm gonna need you to go sit down. And like I say all day, every day, we can disagree about everything. You can have your opinion. I will definitely have mine. But I don't fool with the retaliation, because that's a two-way street. Just remember that. That's a two-way street. Don't think you're going to retaliate against somebody for having an opinion and they ain't going to retaliate back. I'm just saying. Just putting it out there. Anyway, y'all, I don't have any problems with you posting what you think, but this will remain a bullshit-free zone. Just saying. Keep that in mind. I don't care what you think about my voice. I don't care what you think about my diction. Keep the personal attacks to yourself, because they have nothing to do with the issue being discussed. Anyway, I think I've ranted enough for right now, so I'll talk to y'all later.
Are you through already?
You better believe it, honey.
WhisperWatch.com